بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our subject today is a very crucial question to be answered. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mention clearly about the imamah, the succession, or appointed someone to be his successor or not? If we read ayah 214 from surah 26, we'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a while of appointing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the seal of messengers, ordered him to warn and invite his kinsfolk, inviting them to Islam. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. This is the exact ayah in the above ayah. Above order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to command the Prophet to invite his kinsfolk to Islam. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared for a feast and invited the men folk to dine with him. They were approximately 40 plus minus, and these were all children of Abdul Muttalib. When they gathered all, he addressed them by saying that I do not know any man in the Arab area that he brought to his community and his people the good which I am bringing to you now. After explaining what is that good, and that was indeed nothing but Islam, he said that who amongst you is ready to assist me in conveying this mission, and he is ready to be with me in this responsibility, and he will be my brother, my executor of the will, and my successor. على أن يكون أخي ووصي وخليفتي من بعدي. The historians, including Tabari in his tafsir, in his history, Thalabi in his commentary on the Quran, and Kanji Shafi'i in Kifayat al-Talib, and Ahmad ibn Hanbal in Musnad, and others, they say that all kept silent, and only Ali, who was a young boy, stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, I am more than happy to assist you in this message and be your right hand in conveying the goodness of Islam to all Arab Peninsula. But every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask him to sit down, but no one stood up. Of course, his cousins started to tease him, and later on they said that this Ali is a young boy, but still the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you don't know that any of you who is ready to respond to my call. And now Ali, then he said that I ordered you all that you follow and support Ali, because he is my brother, he is the executor of my will, and he is my successor. The family or the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to tease Abu Talib that, oh, listen to your son, because now he is your emir. So the whole incident, the whole story proves one thing, that from the very beginning of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about the succession, about the one who continues the same path of hidayah and guidance. And it wasn't his wish or his will, rather it was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to do, because وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak out of his own desires or wishes. Whatever he does, it is restricted and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this story of summoning the family has been narrated by hundreds of authentic ways and records. But the surprising is this, that Muhammad Hussein Haykal, who wrote the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his first edition mentions that whoever assists me will be my brother, my executor of the will, and my successor. But after the first edition was sold out, and there was some sort of argument here and there in Egypt, in his second edition, he puts like this: Ali will be my brother, dot, dot, dot. Which means that this censorship, this method of cutting even the original test, the original text, shows that they sometimes do not observe the honesty in quoting whatever reference they are referring to. The same was done by Tabari himself. Tabari, in his tafsir, because Tabari has written two books, one on history, another one on tafsir or commentary of the Quran. In his tafsir, when he comes to this ayah, which is in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 214, he mentions that he will be, Ali will be my brother, my executor of the will, and my successor. But in the other book of Tariq, he deletes the second and third characteristic, and he says that he will be my brother, dot, dot, dot. So, we refer to the original source, which has been narrated by many, as I mentioned, only a few of them, and we will see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about the succession from the very early days. To prove this, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has appointed a deputy each time he had to leave Medina. So if the Prophet knows and is aware of the need of the community for someone to be in charge, someone to be a deputy, even when he left Medina for one day, for a battle of a few days, or even one day. And this happened not once, not twice, tens of times. And only look at the list of these. When he left Medina in year 2, he has appointed Sa'd ibn Abada to be in charge of his absence. When he left to battle of Buwat, again he appointed Sa'd ibn Ma'ad. When he left to battle of Badr, he appointed Ibn Ummi Maktum. When he went to Salim and Ghatfan, year 3 AH, he again appointed Ibn Ummi Maktum. And it goes on by many other people. Every year, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every trip, or even going for a battlefield, he wouldn't leave the community in Medina without appointing a deputy to be in charge. So this clearly proves that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was concerned about what? About the one who follows his patterns to be in charge, the one who is a deputy in all cases. And this was very, very clear in his mind from the beginning of Risala, when it was the summoning of the family, towards the end, when it is the issue of Ghadir. We saw from the summoning the family, or the feast of the family, that the Prophet ﷺ was concerned about the deputyship and succession from the early days. That's why he made the open suggestion to his relatives, his cousins, if anyone is prepared to support him in offering this service to Islam, in return he will be his brother, his executor of the will, and his successor. وَخَلِيفَتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي. Of course, this خَلِيفَتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي has very, very nice thing to do with another hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which is authentic, and there are tens of authentic chain of narrators to support this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Ali by saying, "Anta minni bimanzilati Haruna min Musa." You are to me exactly as Harun was to Musa. What was the position of Musa and Harun? Position of Harun to Musa. We read it in Surah Al-A'raf when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the Prophet Musa went to Mount Sinai to meet the Lord, of course, spiritually, not physically. And وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Musa said to his brother Harun, "Be my successor, be my khalifa, اُخْلُفْنِي." When he went to Mount Sinai, he clearly asked his brother Harun to be his khalifa, his successor. And when we add this to the authentic hadith, which says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ali to me is like, exactly like Harun to Musa, we understand that joining these both, the hadith dhul ashira, or summoning the family, with Harun and his relation to Musa alayhi salam, we understand exactly that the issue of khilafah and succession was in discussion. And when we noticed that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left Medina without appointing somebody to be in charge. And the last one, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the battle of Tabuk, he appointed Ali to be in charge. In all battles, in all trips, Ali was accompanying the Prophet, did not stay behind even in one single day, but the last one, this was Tabuk. In Tabuk, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered, and this was towards the end of his life, ordered Ali to be the deputy in Medina. And here, let's hear the story from Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he says that when the Prophet left me behind, I was upset. And I said, "O Rasulullah, atukhallifuni fin nisa'i wa sibyan? Are you leaving me with the ladies and children?" because we know that in Islam there is no jihad upon the ladies and the children. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "Ama tarza an takuna minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa?" Don't you wish, are you not pleased to be to me like Harun was to Musa alayhi salam? So in the Battle of Tabuk, it was Ali who stayed in Medina. Now let's deal with this subject logically in two ways. One way is that we said before that Jibreel alayhi salam, when he brought on the night of Qadr the whole Quran to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. When Jibreel brought the whole Quran, then during the 23 years, step by step, occasion by occasion, circumstance by circumstance, the part which was needed to be conveyed and delivered, Jibreel would come to the Prophet to ask him to, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deliver this particular part of the Quran. But Jibreel would revise the whole Quran once a year with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is accepted and all agree upon it. It was the end of year 10 AH, beginning of 11, few months or 1 month, 2 months before the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this temporary life to the eternal, Jibreel came to revise the Quran twice with the Prophet. And what the Prophet got from that, said that I'm going to be summoned soon, I'm going to respond positively. I've been commanded to, or Jibreel was commanded to revise the Quran with me twice, and this is a sign that I'm going to depart soon. So if someone who is the head of state, in charge of the big message like that, which covered every aspect of humanity's life, their social, their economical, their spiritual, everything, morality, do's and don'ts, halal and haram, everything to be conveyed and delivered to the Muslim nation. He knew about that, and he knew that he's leaving soon. So from the beginning, he was concerned with the succession. Towards the end, he obviously, logically, this is a logical requirement that the nature, the person who has this focus and this worry and this care about the subject, that he would do something about appointing clearly someone to be his successor. So this is the first approach. We can't imagine that someone who was so concerned with the issue of succession now leaves this, knowing that he knew that he's going to depart soon. The second point we make here, that history tells us, and all agree, that Abu Bakr appointed Umar. Umar made a council of six in order to choose for themselves the Khalifa, or the one who become in charge of the whole Muslim affairs. Does it mean that both Abu Bakr and Umar were more concerned about the future of Islam than the Prophet himself? Can we imagine that? Can we possibly think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was careless about what will happen after him, but the first and the second were so concerned, they knew better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can a Muslim possibly imagine of carelessness of the Prophet, and how careful these two people or other people were? And you see that all the Umayyads and the Abbasids would appoint someone, which is natural, it is logical. For example, when you have the director of a company, or we have a boss of a whatever organization, the owner of the factory, for example, the one who in charge of running a big organization, and he wants to go for holiday or any other mission. Is it logical to leave everything with chaos, with disorder? Or it is normally in every department, in every organization, in every association, we find somebody who is deputy, that in the absence of the original, he acts with full authority, whether it is police, whether it is a Ministry of Defense, whether it is his company, whether it is organization, anything like that. So to conclude, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about the succession. This happened when he arranged for that feast and asked his menfolk to join him for to dine with him and to tell them about his concern regarding the succession. He never left Medina without appointing a deputy. And towards the end of his life, you telling me, or someone says that, oh, he left us, and say that people themselves, they choose for themselves whoever they want. This cannot be logical, cannot be true. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajjil farajahum.